Hey, mama friend, are you wanting to not miss a moment, not take these precious lives you have been gifted to care for granted, to be the best mom, but it's led to feeling anxious, overwhelmed, and even burnt out on this whole mom thing? I found myself wearing an infant baby boy that I had prayed many hours for, stirring the pasta on the stove for my 2 and 4-year-olds, with tears streaming down my face. Was I supposed to feel this way? Why did it all seem so overwhelming? Why did I just scream at my precious 2-year-old? Why do I feel like a terrible mom? I got to my breaking down point and I knew I was losing it. I could feel the anxiety building. Would I have a full-blown anxiety attack at any moment? I stole some precious moments with just me and God, and He gave me the answers, simple answers that I could handle, and it brought so much peace. I want you to know that you don't have to keep going burnt out, stressed out, and hanging on by a thread because this is motherhood. Sis, there is time, energy, and peace for you. Even in the chaos, you can find peace. I invite you to sit with me for an hour so I can show you the solutions God gave me, so we can find that time, energy, peace, and presence you have been praying for. Come right now to bit.ly/ShanWright. That's bit.ly/ShanWright, right with the W, and let's calm the chaos inside together. And there might not be a better time to do this with me than right now. Right now, I'm actually having a birthday sale. I just turned 40 on April 2nd, and I want to gift you something for my birthday. Yes, because that's the good thing about giving, right? Is we give a gift and we feel the reward on the other side. And so I want to gift you, and then you're going to receive a reward, and that's going to gift me. So it's just birthday love all around for everyone. And this is 40% off my coaching price. This is cheaper than you're going to go buy something for me at Target if you were to do that, or another birthday party you have going on. This is an amazing deal. You don't want to miss out on it. And more importantly, I want to help you. I want to help you through all of this. This gift of life that I've been given, I have been shown by God that it's to share my story, what I've been through in all the ways that I can. And this is a new way that I've been doing it, and it really lights me up. And I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I can't wait to partner with you in your wellness journey and get you to share your story and get over the hump that you're dealing with right now so that you can share it with someone else and we can continue to spread the love. Okay, friend, go right now to bit.ly/ShanWright to get in on that birthday sale. Today is the very last day to get this sale, so don't wait any longer. Go right now, bit.ly/ShanWright, right with the W. I cannot wait. Speaking of birthdays, 3 of my 4 kids had birthdays in March. Yes, it's 3 and 7 days, so it's a very busy month for us, but there's a lot that comes from that. And like we do with birthdays, we like to look at memories and pictures, and there comes to be a time when you're thinking through that child's life up until that point and just the amazing things about them. And this can also lead to some good self-awareness and self-reflection. And it had me thinking about how, you know, each of them have grown and changed over the year. And with this one child, what came to my mind was how much I have learned from her this year on my own journey, and particularly in the area of anxiety, and how much I have learned through her struggles and how we've helped her as parents, and then how that has affected us as individuals as well. And so I want to share with you, whether you have a child that has anxiety or anything else that you are parenting, how you can actually learn from that and take from that for your own growth and your own personal development, and things that you can do to, you know, put your learning into action and actually be intentional with ways you can grow in your wellness and with your children. So as I go through these things, you may realize that these are things that you are learning from your own children, and then what you can do about them and how you can put that into action. Okay, are you ready? Let's get started. One word people have used to describe me most of my life is emotional. That isn't a stretch because, yes, I am a female. But when I was described as being so emotional, so moody, especially as a teenager and in young adulthood when puberty hormones were just strong and I just accepted it as me, that I was just going to be extra emotional. And let's not mention how I was practically giving myself whiplash once a month because of these said emotions. This continued for years, and not where I'm impossible to live with, but just I used it as a crutch month after month. Oh, I'm getting my period. Or, oh, that's why that happened. Sorry, it's my period. Sorry, it's that week. But something changed all of that this year, and I can finally say I am over those PMS symptoms. I started taking intuitive nutrition that is hormone and soy isoflavone free to find balance and empower my hormones naturally. It's patent pending, unlike anything else, and instead of interfering with natural hormone balance, the menstrual and menopausal formulas deliver key nutrients and potent botanicals to support the female body in every phase and every cycle. Hormones are chemical messengers telling your body vital information. If you have heavy periods, cramping, mood swings, low libido, bloating, hot flashes, night sweats, brain fog, acne, and more, your messengers might need additional support so you can feel your best. Andrea says, because I'm feeling my best, I'm also mommy my best now. Michelle says, now all my days are good days. I don't need to blame my hormones anymore. It's just me. Take the fun quiz in the show notes to see if your hormones are telling you that they really need to be balanced. Also, you can find a ton more information at the link in the show notes. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. It's like looking in a mirror at my younger self. Isn't it so fun, wild, scary even, how kids can be so much like us? As we've walked through one of my daughter's anxiety in particular, it has taught me so much about my own anxiety. And as she grows, this anxiety has manifested in many different ways. And as she's becoming more mature, I'm able to see how it is manifesting in her, and then how I might be still coping with my anxiety in some of those same ways. And as I am prone to this as an individual, as a person, it will be something I will have to address throughout my whole life, as she will too. It's something that we struggle with. And there are things that we can learn to put a handle on it and to find peace and, you know, not to have these anxious thoughts. But it all comes with intentional action, because this is the struggle and we have to recognize it, address it, and grow from it. And there's things I am still learning to this day on how to do that. And thanks to her, I think I'm learning them a little bit better, a little bit more clear. There's nothing like having a mirror in front of you and able to learn right from that. So this has been helpful for me, and I pray that I can help her to conquer these things sooner than I did, not wait until she's 40 to take care of some of the ways that anxiety is manifesting in her life and how to overcome them. Yeah, I am going to share with you the three ways that I can see it manifesting and how to recognize these and then what to learn from them. And then once we recognize something, what to do about it and how to be intentional with our wellness and pursue peace now that we know, okay? So let's get started with the first thing is shyness. Yeah, so the first one is definitely going to be shyness, because we hear that word and sometimes it does not have negative connotation for someone. But for me, it actually did. And I heard it most of my life and it never really sat well with me. I didn't know why though. I actually felt like someone was calling me something negative and saying something negative about me, but I didn't know why. Then my daughter when she was born, she just clung to me. She kind of was always by my side, chose me even over my husband, would choose me like without going to any other family when we were out and about, just always my little sidekick. And we didn't have problems with preschool and church care and her being like anxious and scared and stressed out about going into those places because we introduced them early enough. But whenever we were out and about, she was with me, and yet strangers and friends would always try and talk to her. Have other children, but they would always pick her and say something to her, and I would have to speak for her. I would give her opportunity, but nothing would come out of her mouth. So I would have to say, you know, she says hi, and then I would say, she is my shy one. And I would just put that label on her. I would speak for her. I would call her that. And I would kind of laugh it off like, wow, this is so funny. Whenever we're out and I have the three children, people always talk to her and they always want to pick her out and, you know, say hi to her or comment on something that she's wearing and really create conversation with her. But she's the one that won't talk back. And I just kind of laughed it off. I would talk to her, though, in private and say, you know, we have to be friendly. We have to speak back to someone. I know you're scared or nervous to speak, but they're just going to be a nice person. They're just saying something nice to you. I would try to encourage her, but it got me nowhere. Then God spoke to me, and I was being aware of this in my own life. So as I went to God and this situation came up and I heard the word shy a few years ago, and I realized I had been called that for so long. And in prayer, God told me I needed to break up with that identity of being shy, that that is not what I am. And I'm really bold and courageous. So I went on this identity journey, and it really started with that word, that thing that I was identifying with since I was told to identify with it so young, and then it just became attached to me. That was really one of the first identities that God really came after and said, that is not what you are, and this is preventing you from walking into your calling. Because if you continue to believe that you are shy, you are not going to do the things that I've called you to do and the purpose that I have inside of you. You need to break out of that. You need to take up courage in order to do these things. And so he told me that. And then actually, I was practicing Epiphany. I was my first time practicing the holiday of Epiphany and the date on the church calendar. And I was being encouraged to do this through a podcast, That Sounds Fun by Annie F. Downs. And I was listening to the podcast because she had a special Epiphany episode in my quiet time. And she was sharing how she was going to be releasing one of her new books, 100 Days to Brave, for kids. She had already had the 100 Days to Brave for adults, and then she now has the one for kids being released. And I had never even been drawn to the one for adults before, but as she's saying this, I think it was almost simultaneously, or I happened to look at my phone, and I got a text from my daughter's teacher that was showing me a project or a little declaration that she had made in school about the new year. And because Epiphany is January 6th. So they had just gone back to school and she made a wish that she could be more courageous that year. Oh my gosh, like a light bulb. Just, I was like, what? This, the same moment I'm hearing about 100 Days to Brave for Kids, I am hearing that I am not shy, but I'm bold and courageous. And then my daughter comes up with this. Okay, God, I think this is pretty clear. This is what we're doing for the year, for at least these 100 days, is we're going to conquer this shyness and we are going to do it together. We're going to do it together. And as I shared it with the kids, I also shared with them, you know, this has been a struggle of mine most of my life, but God told me I'm not that. And I want to confess and say sorry that I will not call you that either, because that's not what you are. God told me you're not that either, and we're called to be courageous. God doesn't say in the Bible, I want you to be shy. I want you to be reserved and not speak when people speak to you and hold back the way that I've made you. And no, he over and over says to speak out and to be courageous and to stand up for truth and to be a light, and all those things are kind of opposite of living in this shy world and this world where we are just into ourselves. And yeah, there is the temperament of a person just being more reserved and more quiet and soft-spoken and introverted, but that's not shy. I think shy is doing those things with this other underlying factor. And for me, it was anxiety. And for my daughter, it's an anxiety. It's more of a social anxiety that's coming and manifesting through shyness. Because you're not shy on your own. Being introverted and being reserved and liking your alone time, that's for your own wellness. That's for your own self. But when they don't say that you're shy by yourself, but when you are out and about and you don't want to interact or be socially present with others, that's being shy. That is not what we should be doing as being a light to others. And that is actually an anxiety of social anxiety and having whatever negative thoughts are underneath that of interacting with other people. So yes, we had to get to the bottom of that. And we had to say, nope, no longer, not for this family. This family is not going to be called shy anymore. It's going to stop here. And we are going to do these 100 days together. And it was transformational. I can actually link that book in the show notes. And you might want to pick it up for your children and do it together. You can get both of them. And it's 100 short days, little devotionals of how you can live out being brave and courageous together. And we actually did it with some friends too. It was just a really, really great time. And it set us on this journey of being courageous. So that's the first one. Okay. The second one is anger. Yeah. I don't know when it was I realized that anger is a manifestation of anxiety, but it was not when I was her age, and it wasn't even in high school or young adult. I'm pretty sure it was more recently that I realized the feeling, the emotion, the action of being angry and yelling and, you know, losing your cool is all from a manifestation of anxiety. In her own moments of distress, me and my husband and other family can be on the receiving end of yelling and tears and fits. And this has looked different over the years. And as a 2-year-old, it's like looking like tantrums. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is just a 2-year-old tantrum. And then as an 8-year-old, it looked different. And it was like, wow, this is because she's really struggling inside. And I could see how it was being it was triggered so quickly. It would go from like 0 to 60 real fast. And that made me think there must be negative thoughts in there that are brewing. No one goes from 0 to 60 and with nothing going on in their head. Like it all stems from negative thoughts. So I was experiencing her triggers to be what was looking like an angry kid. I was learning my own triggers of being an angry mom. And it was almost at the same time. So I guess I learned all of this, in her younger years. So maybe 6 or so years ago. And I was working through Wendy Speak and Amber Leah's book, Triggers. And I worked through this book several times. So I've had Wendy on the podcast, episode 40. It's one of my favorite episodes. It's about, you know, recognizing this mom rage and this what triggers us and what to do about it and how to act in gentle biblical parenting instead. And it is so good. And when I heard this years ago, I went through that book several times and I realized that my triggers had to do with stress and the feelings of anxiety. And those led to this mom rage. They led to me yelling and throwing fits and going along with my 2-year-old on the crazy train because I was stressed out by her being stressed out. And it really helped me to see she must be dealing with these same anxious thoughts and feelings too. There's something else we've worked through. She calls it a worry monster. And that's a great term for kids or even adults for that matter. I don't think I named it anxiety until I was in my 4th pregnancy and really experiencing it. Before that in my life, I think I would just put different labels or not name it at all. When I was going through this book, Triggers, I didn't label it anxiety. I labeled it like mom rage. Like, why can I not stop yelling at my kids? And then learning that I was stressed out and I was overwhelmed and I wasn't dealing with my own things inside. Even at that point, I don't think I named it anxiety. And even in all different scenarios in my life, I would just put different labels on it or just not name it at all. And then we continue to do these things and react in these ways that we don't mean to or don't want to because we're not getting to the root. So calling it the worry monster for her and calling the worry monster out has been huge for her and for me because I'm able to stop that negative thought instead of it having it spiral and go from what seems like 0 to 60. It's really started earlier than that. And so we can get to the root of it and say, what is that worry monster telling you right now? What is the negative thought going on in your head right now? Knowing that she struggles with them, knowing that it's there, to call it out. And it can be, you can just see the look on their face start to form and say, hey, what's the worry monster saying? And then you can feel it in yourself and you can start to feel your blood pressure start to rise. And before you get to the yelling, before you have the verbal reaction, you can say, hey, what is this negative thought I'm dealing with? What is the lie? What is the story I'm writing in my head right now? And then stop yourself. Okay, so I'll talk more about that as we go through what to do about it. But that's anger. Okay, and then we have avoiding. So kind of along the same lines of shyness, but when you're anxious, you avoid in many different forms as a coping mechanism. So if we take social anxiety and we say we're avoiding by being shy, or you can avoid by just not going places. You can avoid by staying in your house and on a Friday night or the weekend, you're just kind of tucked in. You can avoid by even being asked to go out on play dates with moms and knowing that before that has led to a stressful situation. So now I'm going to avoid it. I'm not going to even take my kid there because last time they threw a fit. And so we're just not going to go and we're just going to stay home this time. I think I saw a sniffle. I think I saw a little runny nose. So we're just going to stay home. And then we have avoiding in all different ways. So it's a coping mechanism and it's not a great one at that, but definitely one I have utilized in many areas for many years. And it's something I can see her doing as well. I was doing my own personal work on doubt and working through a heart wound of failure. And through prayer, realized that what was manifesting as in myself as anxiety and this doubt and this failure was avoiding. I was avoiding conversations. I was avoiding conflict. I was avoiding financial conversations. Well, okay. I was avoiding all things finance. And I was just avoiding negative things. If I had a doubt or a negative thought about something, I would avoid it. Okay. This has not served me well. And as I have healed these wounds over the year, I can now help her recognize when this is an unhealthy way to cope with anxiety and negative thoughts and what she's having. I can see, hey, I know that you're avoiding the situation. I know that you don't want to go there or you don't want to do that thing because of a negative thought you're having. Okay. And I can help her get to the root of it and help her realize that avoiding is not the answer. You cannot avoid for your whole life. Now, I avoided for many years. I avoided finances for many, many years of my life. It wasn't until last year. So I probably have a future podcast about that. But it wasn't until last year that I finally took it on head on, and I had to go after it. And that is the only place that I found healing. Okay. So you have to find out what is at the root of your avoidance. Why are you avoiding something? And talk to your kid about it. So speaking of roots, what can we do now? Now that we're learning these things, now that I am learning these things through her and through your learning through your children and seeing things that you want to gently parent and correct, because if you had only learned at that age, you know, where you would have been and what you would have been able to avoid, conflict to avoid. But here's a few things that you can actually do to put, now that we've learned this, into action and help you and your child overcome this anxiety. Okay, so number one is name the feeling. Yes, we got to call out the worry monster. We are doing a book together. It is called Braver, Stronger, Smarter by Sissy Goff. And we learned in there to call it the worry monster. And she tells the kids, she writes the book speaking to the child, and she says to get sassy with it. It's actually a book for girls. So she's like, get sassy with it and call it out and tell it does not belong. And so the same thing for adults. I took that. I'm learning along with her and took that. And for adults, we can bind and loose. We can bind that spirit of fear. We can bind that spirit of deprivation or doubt, whatever it is, and bind it, put it to the foot of the cross, call it out, say, you have no room here in Jesus' name, and loose peace over yourself. Loose the truth of God and His word and what He says about you and the situation over yourself. And decree and declare and take ownership of Jesus being in you and on you and through you and working through you, and just take ownership of that. And I get to do this before she even wakes up. I get to do this and know that this is something she struggles with. So I'm going to do it before she even wakes. And I'm going to help her with her day before she's even woken up from her dreams. And it really comes from recognizing that there is an enemy out there, and we got to get geared up for war right away, first thing in the morning. So I do that for her. And then I also help her do that as she walks out the door. So that is a big thing you can do, is name the feeling and recognize that it's there. Number two is go through these workbooks together. So Triggers, we've talked about this on the Wendy Speak episode, but Triggers is a book. It also has a workbook. And so you can go back, listen to episode 40 to hear more from Wendy, and then grab the workbook and work through your own triggers. What is triggering you in feeling these anxious thoughts and stressed out inside? What is causing that? What is the trigger? And it is so helpful. It has been helpful for me for many years. And then the Sissy Goff books, she wrote many books on this, and I love them all. I actually went and looked up some of her link and found a few more I need to order, because she works along with David Thomas. And Sissy wrote Raising Worry Free Girls, and then the workbook that goes along with it is Braver, Stronger, Smarter. And then David Thomas writes for mostly boys. And so now that I have boys a little bit older, they're out of toddler. I'm going to have a 7-year-old in the summer. I need to start looking into this. And so They wrote together Worry-Free Parent, and then there's Raising Emotionally Strong Boys. I definitely need to get that one. And then there's a workbook that goes along with it called Strong and Smart. The workbooks are so helpful. That's something that you do with your child. And I suggest reading the book yourself first, or, you know, a little bit ahead of the kids' workbook, and then you can do it together. So, oh my gosh, those tools are amazing. Those resources are so helpful. I'm going to put those links in the show notes, but I cannot recommend them enough. And then number three, what is the worst thing that could happen? So as you're going through these thoughts and you are spiraling and the kid is spiraling and you're like, okay, we need to get off this train, ask the question, what is the worst thing that can happen? Because obviously you know this, and then you can see them doing it, writing this story in their head, right? Writing this negative story in their head, and it stems from lies. And then what is the conclusion? What could happen if all of this did happen, this negative story? And then pulling out the lies from that and saying, that has never happened and that will not happen. And then doing it with the child and helping them by asking questions to really pull out what is behind their anxious results, their emotions. And that is really helpful to do with them and then also for yourself. Okay, number four, belief cards. Yes, we're going to reprogram our brains. So this has been life-changing for me and life-changing for my anxiety and negative thoughts. Your negative thoughts go on crazy repeat, right? And they create these false stories like we just talked about, and that brings the anxious feelings and the crippling effect. Changing the thoughts, we have to get to the root and change the thought, and that in turn reprograms your beliefs and reprograms your brain where all this comes from and fixes it, right? So you can do this with your children. First, obviously, I suggest doing it for yourself. You can grab my belief card template in the show notes, and you can grab that and do that for yourself, or you can grab a coaching call with me and we'll do it together and get to the root of it and uncover all the lies. It really is an onion, but you can also do this with your kids and you can create belief cards for them, and you can do belief cards with them, but obviously they're kids, and something that's more fun and rhymes, and I can even do it with my four-year-old. I think we started around two. They're he actually is screaming out there right now. So I'm sorry if you can hear that. But something that we do is our benediction. It's a declaration of blessing. And it is like a belief card in a really cool rhyme form. So I want you to maybe see if this will work for your kids. I think it will. So I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to say the declaration of blessing, and I want you to say it out loud after me, because how do we change our thoughts? Our words. Our thoughts go to beliefs, go to our words. So how do we change that? We got to use the words again to get back to our thoughts to change them. So it really is the power of words. Words are so powerful. So I want you to speak this out loud. And then once you speak it out loud, you can then, you know, help your kids and write it down or say it out loud enough times, you're going to get it. It's really easy to remember. And then you can say it with your kids. So we do it at bedtime. Also can do it in the morning. Our kids leave at different times of the day, but it's a great thing to do in the morning as well. So repeat after me. I'm not what I have, what I do, or what people say. I'm a child of God, and nothing can take that away. There's nothing I can do to make God love me less or more. I don't have to worry or hurry. Jesus settled the score. I can rest in the love of my Heavenly Father and pray my courage and kindness is a gift to others. Amen. Hey, we sing the end. We just sing a little amen thing at the end. But that's it. Okay, so it's super simple. You can learn that. And it's It's decreeing and declaring blessing over you and your children. You can add to it. You can change some of the words. You can make it your own. But it's such a good thing to get them in the habit of learning how to do belief cards and changing their thoughts. So please share this episode with a friend who is struggling with a kid, or so many of our kids' actions and reactions stem from emotions coming out sideways. And so if you know of a friend struggling, please share this episode with them, or a mom who is stressed out and overwhelmed, and she might not be calling in anxiety, but this would really help her too. And she needs to bring more peace into her life, into her home. Like, share this episode, share my other episodes on anxiety, whatever one you think speaks to them. Just sharing that with someone, for one, it's really encouraging as a friend, and it will help them, and they will think so much of that. They would really, really appreciate it. I know I do when people share something with me and say, hey, I thought of you when I heard this. Like, I love that. So that would just mean the world to them. But also, it helps other moms find the show too. So the more you share, the more you listen, and the more you share it with other friends, the word kind of spreads. And then it helps with the algorithm of the whole podcast platforms as well. So I super appreciate it, as we want other moms to find more peace and how to be intentional with their motherhood. Okay, and also come hang out in the Facebook group. We would love to have you in there with us. Just sharing more of what it looks like to live holistically well as a mom. Okay, so you can find that at bit.ly/holistichacks. And we love to do this whole motherhood thing together, right? We don't want to do it alone. And it takes a tribe and it takes a village. So come hang out together, share your wisdom, share what you've learned, share what you're struggling with, and share your little hacks. And we'll all do the same. And it'll be a great place, great community to be holistically well together. Okay, friend, until next time, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Shalom, shalom. Hey, wellness warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.